I need more light.
This is just for our Patreon listeners, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is for our Patreon subscribers. No one actually sees this.
We only have like them. People who pay for it, I think.
There's only like 4 or 5 actual people who watch.
Just keep smiling. The lighting is good.
It's Black History Month. You need to stop.
I can't help that my teeth are so white.
I was just watching an interview with Chelsea Handler and Joy Coy, because they're a couple now.
Oh, Jesus.
And I don't know what magical veneers Joy Coy put on.
I'm upset.
His teeth are so bright and shiny.
I met someone with veneers. I saw them like in person. Brita has veneers.
Chompers.
That's a big mouth.
I saw someone recently who had veneers, and they were just like the biggest. Like this, they look like. Hold on.
Like this. Like,
and you were thinking about getting them done a while ago.
I still might.
What?
I've told you, my intention is to look like Miley Cyrus. Like, I want to look like, if I'm about to suck your dick, that you might be circumcised.
No.
Like, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I want to, like,
not the look. It's her life. Let her live it how she chooses. It's done her so well so far.
That big ass mouth. I don't need it. I need to fill in the gaps. But
not really. I regret paying for a crown for like a tooth you only see when I laugh hard. I'm like, why did I pay $1,000 for this when no one sees it?
See, that's the thing, because it's back here.
I don't think it matters, girl. As long as you can chew food, you're fine.
And you know what it is? More character.
It's true.
Right. Because it's like, when
Vicky closed the gap on her teeth, I was like, girl, no.
Yeah, it has to go.
No, I'm like, I get it though. But I'm like, now I do. I get it. I would like to get a gap. Why not? Let's space them all out just a little bit.
No.
No, just get a screwdriver.
Lola just brought up Gisella Versace in the group chat earlier this week, speaking of gaps.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I did see her. I saw her at Starbucks. A Starbucks, just in the middle of like random Starbucks, standing in line, shoes on. Black suit,
heels,
bag in hand, heels, face always done, and she's just like,
"Oh, she was friendly,"
and I was like, "Hey, bitch!" But I just be like, "Oh,
yeah, walk past." Like,
ever since COVID happened, that's my favorite thing to do. You just hey,
run and scurry. Can't do this. Bye.
Can't talk. No.
Have you seen the TikTok videos of like people like it says like when you smile under your mask and then you take the mask off and you're scouting at people?
I haven't seen that.
Like, there's a bunch of TikToks where like it looks like you're smiling with the mask on, but then when you take the mask off, you see the real face. It's like, oh no.
I don't know if I can do that.
No. No, thank you.
You don't know when she's not featuring you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll just tell you.
I literally had to run over here because I was like, I'm in the process of moving right now. So it's like moving shit. Oh, maybe we shouldn't talk about that. Rattlesnake for all that shit.
Don't talk about it. If you're in the old place, don't talk about it yet.
Oh.
You're Vicky, you don't live here, so you don't know the full tea, but we'll talk after the show.
Yes.
She's not in the right place to be talking about it, that's why.
Oh. Can we do yes or no answers?
Absolutely not.
Well, I guess that was a no. I guess she can't do yes and no questions after all. let's start the episode. Mm-hmm.
Are you shady?
What?
Are you shady?
What?
The Shade Parade.
This is the Shade Parade, where we have all of the opinions and none of the facts. She's not just a big girl, but the biggest girl. Give it up for my co-host, Ari Kiki.
And when she's not busy harassing her ex on Instagram, she's going to the Super Bowl with her kids. It's Vicky Villanez.
Yes, queen, yes, queen, yes, queen!
Who is this?
Kanye West.
Oh, I don't know. I've been objectively not following that story.
Yeah, he went crazy on Instagram over the weekend and, like, hard body.
He went crazy full stop. Girl, he went crazy. He went crazy, period.
He been crazy. Like, he upped it to 11 over the weekend.
But my thing with this is, did he really have the sign of Jeffree Star? Or was that, like, something that was older?
What?
Y'all didn't see that? So it's literally Kanye West holding up a sign, Jeffree Star, I love you. It was all over Twitter.
No, I don't think that's real.
Okay, good. Manipulated.
I'm like...
No, because there's a picture where he holds up a sign on the Instagram that has... Yes. His name and today the date that he was posting the photo, because people were like, "Is your account hacked?" Because of how crazy he was talking over the weekend, and he's like, "No, this is me. This is my account. Fuck Pete Davidson. I'ma handle this." And Pete Davidson was busy jacking out Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Whatever baloney dick he got, because apparently it's big dick. According to Ariana Grande, I want to see it. I do want to see what the situation is.
That third voice you're hearing is none other than the third sister in this witch's cauldron.
Oh my!
Please give it up for New York nightlife. I'm gonna say she was an elusive legend.
Right. I was waiting for you to go down that road.
Mama would pop in and out at her discretion, but mm-hmm. She is a queen of many names.
But only one currently.
But yes. Only one that counts. Please give it up for our sister, Mary Muscles.
Thank you for having me, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Mary.
I am. Welcome. Miss Mary Muscles. Thank you. My hair looks horrible.
So, it's fine. It's 8-bit. I'm kidding.
It's fine. We'll see it in post. It'll be done.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Mary is on the scene. She's been making a bit of a comeback in the recent year. It seems
months.
In recent months / a year ish.
A resurgence.
Yeah. Resurgence with what's that thing called where the fucking thing was going round and round and round, the Kraken.
A real
twister?
Anyway, not the twister, you know. It's just, you see, this is why I don't like to talk, because the brain is just like, brrr, the horoscope thing.
The horoscope.
Retrograde.
That's it. So the moment that bitch retrograde took her, I said, let me go. It's time for me to get out. Yeah. Mary in retrograde, like ridiculous.
Name of episode. Because,
right. Yeah, I've been doing this for a good minute. Maybe I've known you guys for 11, 12 years now. Mm-hmm. Maybe more, so close to that.
Take us back, because this isn't the first time that you're on the podcast, but I think this is the first time that this is like the three of us just sitting around kicking. So.
Right.
Give our audience a little intro to Miss Mary. Who is she? When did she emerge from the womb? And how are we girlfriends?
so many moons ago. I think it was, I was living on Long Island. I think it was maybe this. No, I don't even think that Drag Race was out yet.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I saw it was? Drag Race Ari Kiki during the third season.
Yeah.
Third season, so I'm,
that's yeah, I didn't transition into a drag queen until Drag Race, yeah.
Right, so it was around about that time when that first came on the scene. I was in the makeup business, you know, I was like, I could be pretty too. I could do these things. And out of nowhere, literally a friend in Florida, we were walking past this place in Delray Beach, very machismo. This is a Mexican girl, Mexican lesbian friend of mine, very butch. And we were walking through this place and there was these heels and she was like, oh, look at those heels. You should try them on. And I was like, right here. And she's like, and it was just like machismo. Everybody's sitting around with their beards. And that's where Mary came about because she put on those fucking heels. We went to Seal in Florida, bought an outfit, and the same night went to Voodoo Lounge.
Like Wet Seal?
Like Wet Seal. Like, you know, if I have to show you the pictures, girl, oh my God, tragedy. The only thing that was good was the hair, and the hair will always be good. Forever and ever and ever. And then after that, then I slowly started like coming out or whatever the case was in a relationship that was not the best for her, but she still carried on trucking. We know about that. And then we kept on moving by straight by that. And then I think it was once I started meeting you guys, I met Ari first. I think it was a birthday at or something like that.
It was my birthday and I was celebrating at Therapy, and then we went over to Bartini.
Yes, it was at Bartini.
Because I came with Monique, who I had already known for a while.
Right, and then
you knew Bjorn, or no, you didn't know Bjorn?
I knew Bjorn, but he had then somehow knew you, and then you wanted a picture taken.
We met that night, or something like that.
Yeah, that's how we met.
And then the other circle I was hanging out with.
Something like that. Yeah. And then a couple, I don't know how much longer after that I met you. I believe I met Ronnie at IHOP on 135th Street. That's I feel like I met you. Really? With you.
For the first time?
Yes. It was.
That's how I introduced you to?
I think so. Because you're like, oh, you remember Ronnie? Yes, I remember Ronnie. Great. And then that was the first time. And I think we were also with someone else, but I don't recall who it was.
Oh, maybe it was with the Dakota, with Azrea at the IHOP on the east side.
Oh, yeah, because I was across the street from her apartment then.
Right, so that was when I met Ronnie, and I don't even know how we all stumbled into this world of fucking entertainment, rolling around all over the fucking place. But literally, that's how it all started. So we started in there, and then we started getting ready together, making outfits together, and then that was it. We were out and about every fucking week. And we were just all the competitions, all the shows, every opening, every gala, every fucking thing that was happening. Mm-hmm. Everything.
At that time, it was four of us. It was you, yes. Mary, well, Vicky, Mary, myself, and Gisella.
Yes. And Gisella. Yes, and Gisella was
and none of us really liked Gisella.
No, that's a lie.
But Gisella, me and Gisella have fooled around, and that's how Gisella came into the circle.
No, Gisella irritated the shit out of me, but I loved her to pieces. She knows this already.
Yeah. Gisella preferred white men, but she hung out with POCs. So like that was always interesting and problematic for her.
For her, because they would always say the most inappropriate things, and I'm like,
but you're not white.
But you're not.
But that was part of her character. That was part of her personality.
Right, that little dumb blonde that she is. Let it be. Now look who's the blonde. She's like,
the blonde white woman that she was that lived in the
fucking fairy tale. But then after her, we went on and I don't know, like I feel like Ari went off and started doing more gigs and so did Ronnie. Ronnie was like doing all that. And then I kind of fizzled out because I was like, there was too many things that was going on in my life at that time that I couldn't like dedicate the time to looking beautiful every time I go out. Then it started looking sloppy and I was like, we can stop this right now. Not for me. The hair always looked good. But the rest was not so cute. And then I just kind of laid back, chilled, you know, and then would be doing like family gatherings, you know, whenever you had a show or you had a show or there was an invasion or someone had like a brunch or something, I would just be like, hey, can I pop up? Mm-hmm. And now recently I'm just like, why the fuck don't I just do what I want? And I was like, yes, yes, I gotta do it. And so literally as we speak, I have this Wakanda-inspired outfit that is about to fucking rock on Sunday.
Where are you on Sunday?
Anyway, so Sunday, I'll be at Lucky Chang's on Sunday. But I'll probably be out and about on Friday and Saturday. Friday, I'll probably go to Gym Bar, Hush. And then on Saturday, I think I want to go to like a club. So maybe the Q or like, so, there's a ball that's happening on Saturday. So I might want to do that. So it's like, I want to get dressed up, go to the ball. Maybe I'll be a double O. Hey, double O. But that's about it for like this week. But
if I feel like we've known each other forever. Sunday, if you're still in face on Sunday, come by Stonewall.
What's happening on Stonewall?
It's supposed to be a family invasion, but then Lola broke her ribs.
Oh, which means I'll just have to take her place. I'll be there.
So far, it's myself, Katrina, Mystery Mel, possibly Roque, my future granddaughter, and if Mary happens to roll through.
Listen, look. There's three wigs so far. This is the second one. You see this? She's ready. Oh my god. I got earrings. I got fucking weapons. I'm ready, bitch. Come on.
Thank you for saying earrings. I have to stop at Beauty 35 and pick up some new earrings. I'm tired of the hoops I have.
I need
a rainbow. Nipple tassels?
Yes, please.
I have a pair?
Yes.
Should I bring them tomorrow?
Yes.
What color are you looking for? Ideally.
I have all the fabrics and I can make something in like 3 hours. So give me something.
I will send you photos after the podcast.
Let's hit it. So that means there's 4 outfits for this weekend. What's going on, bitch?
It's not going to be warm all weekend, just for the record. It's only warm today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Be that as it may, you know that we have 16 pairs of tights on, plus a bodysuit and a cincha and a jacket and hair. Oh, listen.
Mm-mm. I don't have no 16 tights on.
No foam there.
No phone. Maybe I'll bring out the pads on the weekend. Who knows?
Oh, yes. Bring Selena out for us all, please. That fat ass bitch.
I need to get a haircut so bad. This beard is out of control.
Slightly, but do what you need to do, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got the gist from her.
Well, like, you know how I am. I'm like, I don't really talk that much.
I mean,
and even
if I do.
Surprised.
She's quite talkative this evening.
I love it. Come out of your box. Come out.
Mary, I've been asking queens this question every time that they come on because I'm trying to do something for our 200th episode, and I want to know
this is 96 or 94?
Mm-hmm, 96. 196. Mm-hmm. So I have 3 weeks to put this together if I'm doing it. Which I'm not saying what I'm doing because like I don't know if I can actually make it happen because it's a lot. But what is your like favorite song to perform right now? Or your go-to track to perform?
Listen, you know that I have my staples when it comes to like performing tracks. I love anything that's like an upbeat or something like that. But Life is a Dance Floor. That is always going to be one of my favorite fucking songs to do. Patti LaBelle, New Attitude. Oh, the house down, bitch. And I just made a Rihanna mix. I'm sorry, but that shit is also fire. So,
anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, I never made mixes before.
Oh,
like I never made mixes before. No, bitch. You know how I am. Like I'm very like.
No, I know.
I like one song. Let me do the song. Give you all the emotion. When I started mixing this, and there was a fucking whip, and then there was a crash, and then there was I said, ka, what? And we can put a little hair flip in there. Oh my god, she's a demon now. So, Watch out, bitches.
She's a demon.
She's a demon. She's what, Mary in Retrograde? That's what the show is going to be called.
Mary, you did this the last time you came on the show. We have this bit called Tip Your Queen, where we ask you to give a little bit of advice to a baby queen or a baby performer, and a bit of advice to a queen who's been on the scene a little longer, somebody with a little more season.
Yes. So we'll talk to the younger queens first, because I always feel with a younger queen, you want to be able to be confident in what you're presenting to the people. First and foremost, be confident in what you're doing, because it takes balls to fucking do what you decided to do, number one, to put the mix together, to get the hair, to get the wig, to get the makeup, to get the shoes, to get the tights. It took so much for you to get to that point already. Just be confident in knowing that you can follow through, and you can only grow from anything that you're going to be doing. And it's the same thing that I will say for the seasoned queens is, I've seen a lot of seasoned queens out on the scene recently, and if you're not enjoying what you're doing, maybe take a step back, look at what has worked for you in the past, why it's not working for you right now, because there's a big pool of drag queens out in New York City, and your shit can get snatched up before you think about it. And the more you yelling at people to get money, or you having a nasty attitude on the mic, the less people will want to spend with you. So just take a step back, look at what works for you in the past, see what could possibly work for you now, and maybe look at the younger queens to see what they're doing, because that's also something that's popular right now. That's exactly what I'm doing. I would say myself as maybe a little bit more of a seasoned queen, because I've been around for a longer period of time. I've also seen a lot of different things in the drag world. But when it comes to like looking at the youth, because, you know, I'm 755 years old, bitch, and still crack-a-lacking. Looking at the youth, what they bring to the table, it's like, oh, that's something that I could use and also input what I have, which is always going to be something that's going to be changing. You can't just sit there and just be like, oh, I want to do this for the rest of my life. Oh, I need to do this, and that's going to be it. You need to evolve with what's happening with the times. I'm sorry, that sounded like a speech, but it's the fucking truth.
And speech, queen.
Like, and that is the end of her monologue.
Well, I'm talking too much for you bitches now?
No, please.
Mary, we also ask that you give us your Cash App or Venmo so that our listeners, if they should so choose, may drop a little, what did Godiva call it? Drag droppings in your tip bucket.
I hate the way this sounds.
I'm definitely not going to be using that one. But if you'd like to throw some rays of sunshine into my pocket and give me a little pocket of sunshine, you could actually do it at, it's either Cash App or Venmo, and both of them will be Ill, I-L-L, B, just the letter B, happier, H-A-P-P-I-E-R, I'll be happier. If you give me money, of course.
That's good. Can you give our listeners your socials? Where can we find you?
Yes. So my social security number is 771. So social media, you can find me at Mary_Muscles. And that's going to be on Instagram. You can also find on Twitter. It's the same thing, The Mary Muscles. So you can find her there. Literally, both of those places are going to be a space for you to go and see someone that's happy, genuinely happy, mind you, that is full of shit at times, has a lot of attitude, is still a good person at the end of the day, but will not take your shit, bitch.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for coming on. I want you to stick around for Flaming Topics, but I want to find out what Ari was up to this week.
Let's hear it.
Little me. So I had karaoke on Friday, as I always start with. Mary came through.
Yes.
Did we hang out after the show? We both got out of drag.
We both got out of drag, hang out upstairs for like a little bit, and then
you did.
I don't know, then I was like, I'm out.
And I think instead of falling asleep at the bar, I don't know.
Sounds about right.
I feel like I gotta go.
Sounds about Ari.
And it was cute to have you over. People were like, who's this? I'm like, this is my sister.
And a couple of people clocked, a couple of the patrons clocked.
The patrons recognize you. They're like, oh, wait, you're the one that's here out of drag every once in a while with your bow.
Right.
So that was cute. Saturday, I had Riot at Stonewall. I left my house at 6, was perfectly timing it to be there by 7:30, and then somebody pulled the emergency brakes on my train, and right between 14th and West 4th, so I had no service, and I had to investigate, and so I didn't get out of the train until 8:15 for my 8 o'clock show. So I walk in super frazzled, super late. Mike's not trying to hear it because I literally went on Instagram and I posted on my story. I'm like, I'm stuck on the train. This is my evidence. Someone pulled the emergency brake. Like, showtime in 5 minutes. As soon as I walked in, showtime in 5 minutes. Because I just had to, I had glued my lashes on the train since I was stuck there for half an hour. I would have done more, but it was a full train. I really couldn't get into full body drag as much as I wanted to. I've done it before. Trust and believe, I've gotten to full body drag on the train before, but it's been a while.
I don't know if I could do that.
I should have, but it was just too full of a cart. It was, my guest was Flour Tortilla. I was supposed to do like a whole show that was, I had set up the whole storyline. It was like falling because it was Valentine's Day weekend. I was the storyline was like the first few songs are like falling in love. Then it's like fucking around and being in the actual love. And then the breakup and then the recovery. But because I was a half an hour late, we had to like chop the show a bit. But it's fine. I had a good time. I made Q-Coin. The audience hit me up. There was three people in the middle row. They were like, this is our first drag show. We're coming next month. You're incredible. I was like, oh, like, it's nice to have those moments every once in a while still. I weighed myself and I have the heaviest I've ever been. So this week was my okay, we gotta turn things around. I didn't rush to it, but I will eventually get into it. Yesterday, I stopped at Walmart and I picked up a box of baby spinach, already cleaned out and organic and everything. So I've been taking I'm taking lettuce with me and a meat for lunch. This next couple of weeks, I'm gonna try and be better, just do better,
just a little bit. It helps.
I'm not getting any younger. Everything's starting to hurt. Monday, I went to Mel hosted their first show at Hush. That was lots of fun. It was a Kings. It was all Kings. Yes.
It was Kings.
Show. People, please go out and support these Kings at their shows because there's not enough spaces that are giving Kings their own shows to host.
Correct.
So I'm gonna put that out there. But it was a funny ass show, a great ass show. Met some new characters I've never met before. I'm booking one next month for Stonewall. His name is just Richard.
Ooh. Just Richard.
Yeah. His Instagram is Call Me Dick. Yeah. had me dying. I was like, oh my god, I need to book you.
Speaking of Stonewall, let me do that right now.
Shit. Making a note for yourself.
Yes, because he was like, get at me for the months. So I'm like, okay, let me do that right now.
Yeah, he likes booking you for Invasion. So Mel's show was lots of fun. Met a few Kings that I hadn't met before. Katrina, Hibiscus, Roque were all there out of drag. So afterwards, we went to Empanada Mama's and had dinner together, which was cute. Which we never really get to do with drag queen. We never get to like bond out of drag like that often.
Yeah.
So that was cute.
We used to do it a lot, right?
We used to do that. Also on Sunday, we went to Katrina and Hibiscus's brunch in Queens at their new space. It used to be at Fresco's Cantina. Fresco's got a newer space. It's called Fresco's Grand Cantina. It's super cute space. Had lots of fun. Since Roque's slowly being considered, Roque's going to become Katrina's daughter. So that's one thing of its own.
But then, eventually,
I would like her to become a Kiki, but I don't accept people into the family that quickly. It takes me a year to like get to know you. So before she becomes my granddaughter, I need to spend more time with her. But Hibiscus introduced her at one point to the audience as the girl with the everything bagel face. Because Roque does this thing where like she puts lots of freckles in white, brown, and black on her face. And I nearly died when I realized what Hibiscus...
The everything I can't
unsee it now. Everything bagel face. That's your new drag name.
That's what I'm going to go look for on Sunday.
So it's been a fun week of like being around drag and whatnot. I don't think I did much on Tuesday. Tuesday, I got annoyed is what I got. I had ordered a bidet about a month ago on eBay.
Here she goes.
I ordered a bidet. I had talked to our friends at Grizzly Kiki. They told me what bidet they use. I couldn't get the same one, but I got the closest model. I found it on eBay for cheap. I ordered it. The motherfucker took like 2 weeks to ship it. It finally shows up. I'm waiting till like later in the week to open it because I was going to have my brother install it. But something told me, open it beforehand. Opened this motherfucking box and it's nothing but a basic ass toilet seat.
Just a
basic ass toilet seat. No levers, no wires, no nothing, no splash splash in my ass.
Splash?
Nothing. I was so fucking tight. So I reached out to the motherfucker. He hasn't responded. Thankfully, it's through eBay, so I don't even have to interact with him. I'm returning this. It's the wrong thing. Here's the photos. You're lucky I didn't include photos of the box because the motherfucker just shipped it in the same box the toilet seat came with one slap of tape on the label, nowhere near where the actual label was. No wonder the shit took forever to show up.
I can't.
So I said that he probably listed this from like a memory that he had of a box in his basement. And he opened the box and all of this shit that was supposed to be in the box was not there. But he sent it to you anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll get the money.
It's a toilet seat. You're right. $80 out my ass. No. I'm waiting for this motherfucking refund. I will fight.
I would fight for you.
I've been buying and selling on eBay for over 10 years. I've never in my life encountered such fuckery.
Not here.
What is this, a romper room fuckery?
Wednesday, me and my coworker. So as I've mentioned in the past couple of weeks, it's been Broadway week here in the city.
Yes,
but it's more like Broadway month. So every week I've been going to see a show. Mm-hmm. This week we went to go see Aladdin.
Yes.
It's cute. It's not the movie. It's not the cartoon. No. It's different. It's made for the stage. Whoever the new Aladdin is, someone please feed him. He's the skinniest man I've seen in my life. He had like a 12-pack. Feed her. He's cute. Don't get me wrong, but I was so like, Jesus Christ, you mean Starving Marvin is real.
Oh, God.
He was cute, though. Don't get me wrong. Very, like, oh, my God. You're, like, I can see every, like, ab, bone, clavicle, and every... Jasmine Jasmine was gorgeous. The voices were cute. The genie was clearly a faggot.
Love it.
It's always, a fat black man. It's cute. I enjoyed it. Also, the gag of the magic carpet. I believe when it first happened, it would actually fly around the audience, but it doesn't anymore. But I think because of COVID.
Excuse me.
It didn't. When I saw it, it didn't come out very far from the stage.
It didn't come off the stage at all for us.
No, it didn't. When I saw it, it just like went up and down, like levitated up and down on the stage. It never came off stage.
Okay, because in the trailer, in the old commercials, they would make it look like it went into the audience. So I was like, I'm going to sit in the mezzanine. I want this bitch to fly up to me and be like, hey, faggot. Hi, faggot.
Boop Jasmine on her nose, like, boop.
Right? I see you. I had to Google it. So when the magic carpet first shows up, they did the whole staging. So I'm like, so they're hiding the strings. That's what I'm thinking. But then at the end of the show, the carpet comes in again and it's bright as fuck. And me and my coworker are like, where are the strings? Where are the strings? What is this Disney magic? So we Googled it. They actually use drones to fly these motherfuckers around. And that's why Aladdin is anorexic. You need to have like the skinniest people on this. You can't be like the genie can never get on the carpet.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
I wouldn't do this. These Broadway producers have all of these big dreams and big ideas, and the next thing we know, it's Spider-Man Into the Dark.
Oh, and, girl, you remember hearing about that? Yeah. Girl, how many Spider-Mans got hurt in that? Like, how they would fly into the audience.
I don't know how many people died, but I will be Derek Barry.
Someone that did get seriously injured. I remember someone was definitely got seriously injured in that Spider-Man production.
He no longer has a career.
Like, it was something, like, the Daily News would be, like, body count every couple of weeks.
Yeah. At the Spider-Man show. Like, the stage hands would take that fucking broom and be sweeping up vertebrae and shit and just, like,
oh, stop. But so, that was my Wednesday. I enjoyed it. We had grabbed dinner at Tito Murphy's, and I think that did not sit well because I shit my pants at work. I was packing.
You were definitely packing something.
I was stuck.
She's overstock.com over here.
I'm busy packing some trays that I have to ship out for my sister company. And I'm like, I'm just letting the little toot out. And I toot. And I'm like, oh, this is warm and moist. This is not a chew.
No.
So I'm like, squeeze cheeks and walk like gracefully to the bathroom. Hope that nothing is trickling down.
I'm gonna screw.
I get on the toilet and then it's like. And every time I wipe, more of it comes out. I'm like, what is this? So I don't know if it was Tito Murphy's, but I think it was Tito Murphy's. Because it happened last night at Aladdin also. Like, I was telling Arani before we started recording, she's losing it. Whenever they go to intermission, I never run to the bathroom during intermission. I wait a good 5 to 6 minutes because then there's no lines in the men's room at all. So I go and I sit down and I'm like, no, what's happening?
She's playing pinball.
And then the thing is, Broadway shows give you like paper thin toilet paper. So like, I have to like be like, you know, when the toilet paper thing is like, this is some like sick shit. It's one ply. It's the harsh one ply, and it's the one ply that like it's in the roller where like if you pull too hard it tears, so you have to like weed it out, like you have to like pull out your snake charming whistle, da na 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 na, don't break because you have to double up because it's one ply, especially when it's white like this, and I'm like, where's this fucking bidet? Where's this bidet?
See? She needs it.
I need it, girl. Girl, I'm heavy. It's a reach around that I'm not here for. This struggle bus of reaching to wipe my ass? That's why I need to lose weight. That's not the tea. I don't know how my 600-pound life works, and I don't want to find out.
I'm not going to be a part of it. I will not be a part of that 600-pound
no.
life. Well, can't you reach through, though? Can't you, like, just, like...
Through what?
You saw her thighs before, girl?
Yes! And I'm talking about butt cheeks. I have to, like, reach behind the butt cheek and reach... Yeah. My hole is, like, closer to my taint than it is to my ass crack. So, like, I have to, like, reach under the front under. I have to go, fwah, scoop it up, and fwah out.
Oh, my God, my mouth. My fucking jaw hurts.
And then 3 seconds later. Mess.
Make a stop.
Oh,
my God.
So that was my week. I'm single. Happy Valentine's Day. Why won't no one love me? Oh, and I have a Canadian internet boyfriend now. Oh. But he hasn't messaged me in 2 weeks. I mean in 2 days. So maybe he's dead. But
maybe he was at that riot or the protest.
What, in Canada?
There's a protest.
Canada has protests?
What
are they protesting?
Girl, don't you ask it the wrong one. Okay. I don't even know.
The moose.
I just know I saw something and I thought that I would pay attention to it because your boyfriend's from Canada.
Well, he's 25.
Ooh.
French Canadian, so he struggles a little bit with English.
I love the blinking that Ron is to get that look he's giving right now.
He's mixed race. I'll send a photo to the sisters group.
We love some documentation.
Did you get the news?
He's cute. I got, okay. Yes. The ass photos were very promising.
Oh, okay. Where is this going?
I don't know. I don't believe he'll listen. I'm not having this conversation.
You don't know. We literally have no idea who listens to this podcast.
And that's why I'm still single. Because every time I talk about somebody, they listen to the podcast. Dirty Butt, may I remind you?
Ooh. No,
Dirty Butt was the only one. That was the only one that we talked about on the podcast. And honestly, girl, that was his fault for not washing his butt.
That's not the case.
But then it was also, you know, who ate the butt. But anyway. Isn't that what happened just a few days later?
That was a different butt. That was a different dick, actually.
Oh, the throat thing.
Right.
That's when they used to call me throat goat, like Kim Petras.
Not throat goat.
It's like just like any goat, just eat anything, put it all in your mouth.
Speaking of, like, we were willing to, like, allow Kim Petras to work with Dr. Luke as long as she was giving us bangers. But now that she's released this turd of an album, I really am reconsidering how I feel about her.
You don't feature it?
I think it's the worst thing she's ever done.
This album is clearly done for drag queens. Everything is repeat, verse. In under 3 minutes. It's made to be learned in a weekend and perform the full anthology album.
Like, catch the entire album on
the
TikTok.
Whole thing is like 30 minutes. Like, you, that's a whole drag show. At least a whole drag show in Hell's Kitchen. Because that's all they give you. 30 minutes or less.
Oh. Yeah? That's sad.
You never really, the Hell's Kitchen drag queens usually just perform like 3 numbers and then it's all dialogue the rest of the night.
The girls have drugs to do, bitch. What do you mean?
Yeah, and like, sell, apparently.
Not everybody has time to be on stage singing your little song.
How was your week, Vicky?
My week was a continuation of the avalanche of bullshit. Was the Super Bowl this weekend or last week?
It was this weekend.
Yeah. Right, last weekend, that's a lie. I caught it live. Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw it on Tuesday. Well, we can talk about it during Flaming Topics if you'd like, but
whatever.
What is there to say? On Monday, I told you guys about my whole car situation and that, you know, I was in this accident.
Yeah.
And that my insurance company declared my car totaled. So I got like a settlement for the car and I got it. So like I have it. It's not a ton of money.
Well, that's good. Because
it was an old car, but like,
I feel like you got close to what you paid for originally for it.
I got close to what I paid for it originally, but remember,
I made a lot of improvements to it and had to fix it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I had to put like $2,000
worth of stuff into it. You invested more and lost more in essence.
Exactly that. And like I said, it was we either take what they're offering us and just go with it, or I try to buy another car, like take the money that they're giving me and I try to buy a car, in which case I was going to have to put in more money. Try to take the money that they were going to give me and fix the car, still would have to put in more money to fix a car that was probably going to fall apart again in a couple of months. So
take the money.
Yeah, just let it go, bitch. Like, move on. We'll see what's next.
Sometimes you just gotta let it go because literally there's something about to happen.
Yeah, like, right. That money needed to come to you for some reason.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. And so that's really, like, a lot of my energy has gone towards that because I'll say it. Geico did not answer the phone when I was calling them. They were not receptive. They were like, the reason this is taking a month is because Geico was dragging their feet through all the red tape they were making us go through. And it just got to the point where I was just like, okay, listen, we're talking to no one but managers from here out, because
as it should be at most times. Yeah.
I did that. I finished up a full collection again for this luxury brand that I was working for. So I got paid from that gig, which was really nice because I got the check from my car and that gig at the same time. So
come on, new things.
Like and the only thing I'm doing is like just sitting here, like waiting for the next disaster to happen that I'm going to have to just like take this money and be like, okay, well, here we go.
Or we can take that money, buy some tits, get into a show and do something else with it.
Right. I said, let go of that past. It's not doing you no favors.
Throw that shit out, babe. Next. Can you imagine if I was sitting here and thinking about all the shit that I'm going through right now and I'm going to be like,
I'm not helpful.
Look at me. Just eating a candy bar, bitch. What? Let's go.
Things I can't
move
do.
To the next thing.
Things I can't do.
No, you can't. It's get some Tums. Oh, God.
Get some Tums or Imodium or something.
I have some Tums, yeah. Tums.
So I had to, before I could do any of that, I had to go and clean out my car and take all of everything that was in it. Basically the stuff that I had in my car that I was, you know, because it's my car, so I was like, a bunch of shit in it. But what I was keeping in the trunk that I really wasn't telling anyone was over the course of like, I'm going to say 4 or 5 years, I would collect fabric. Sometimes I would purchase this fabric. Sometimes it would be fabric from other places. But I had a lot of fabric. And
I thought we got rid of most of that on your last move.
I got rid of the vast majority of it, but there was just enough left. Like, I kept a lot of the nicer stuff that I really wanted to, like, make things out of. And, like, I was making things when I was at my parents' place. I had, like, this cachet of fabric to work from. And even when I got here, I would like go back to my car and pull fabric out because all of the fabric was in my trunk. But when the car got totaled, she had to go and collect all of her fabric from the trunk of the car. And it is now currently sitting in my little drag space in like these two little tubs. So for the rest of my time
get cracking.
In Boston, I'm going to be here just sewing literally fucking every day. Like, I'm going to continue looking for, like, freelance jobs and shit like that, but I don't think I'm really going to take anything until it's time to, like, leave.
Jump ship.
Until I need to, like, I'm not taking my bed with me. I'm not taking my sofa with me. The only things that I'm keeping with me is my drag, my sewing stuff, and my clothes. And that's it.
Yeah.
Everything else can stay behind.
Literally, she's the same. We've seen her move.
You've seen me move. And I just take bins. It's just like five bins, and I'm done. Like no.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not.
I can get everything else.
Can't be me.
Take a minute. Wait. Exactly.
Can't be me.
Can't be me.
No, you saw my move. Four tubs of drag by itself.
I did. It was a lot. She moved the whole world, girl. There's so many things.
I had storage. I had this apartment. Like, we stopped at multiple places to pick up things.
Mm-hmm. We were just sitting in the back of the truck. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Just Bo and I flying at the back of the truck.
So, so that's where I am now. I'm going to get, like, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to get in drag. I guess I'll still get in drag and go see, what?
My roommates are watching Encanto for like
the 17th time.
I can't. God. I'm like, why do I hear something very familiar coming from the downstairs level?
If there's nothing on TV, then
Encanto it is.
Encanto it is. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to start gluing down my brows and we're going to talk about flaming topics. Super Halftime Show. Prince Andrew admits to what? Covergirl MJ. Would you fuck your twin? And Lizzo is looking for a big girl in a haystack. We'll be right back. It's like
in the world at large, fuckery and shenanigans are occurring everywhere daily. In New York City, the hateful hoes who address these recurring activities are members of an elite squad known as the Shade Parade. These are their stories.
And we're back. Oh. And it's time for Flaming Topics. There was a game of some balls that happened this weekend.
Dismount. She goes.
The dismount.
The Super Bowl happened, and we got to see some hip hop legends grace the green and give us a legendary performance. We had Dr. Dre, we had Snoop Dogg, we had Eminem, we had Bat Like 50 Cent, we had the queen Mary of J. all, Blige. Mary J. Blige.
Mary J.
Upholding Blige. The Super Bowl halftime uniform of reflective silver and shiny bodysuits. How did we feel about this
ensemble?
This show.
Anyone want to go first? I'll go first. I think it was too many people.
Yeah, same.
I think I would have been just fine with Dre, Snoop, and Mary carrying it. Maybe Eminem. I didn't need 50 cents to pop in for one number. Eminem did a number and a half. Like, it was just too many cooks. But it was cute. I also felt bad for anyone that was physically there because the stage setup was not functional.
Not at all. And they ran
around for a circled stadium. I was watching Cardi B's stories the next day, and Cardi B's filming the screen because she can't see shit.
Oh my God, Cardi B can't see shit? Damn.
I was like, damn.
Correct.
So how do we have Miss Mary J? Right, I was going to say, how do we feel about Mary's number? How do we feel about her performance?
The two-step?
I wanted more.
I agree. I think we could have gotten a little less Eminem and a little more Mary.
Just well, there's two opinion. Other artists that we haven't even addressed because I don't know their names.
Snoop Dogg?
No, there was two other artists that were there. It was like eight people.
Really?
I believe someone told me it was Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yes, Kendrick Lamar was there. Yeah, oh my God. His performance was great.
And somebody else.
I don't know.
Well, you know what we say. None of the facts. Yeah. Did you enjoy
Correct.
It?
I'm looking forward to next year.
Wonderful.
Looking forward to next year. Also,
most of them didn't get paid for this.
What? Well, I heard that Eminem gave up part of his spot or part of his time to 50 Cent so that he could be there.
What?
No one cares.
And then right. Mary J. Blige didn't get paid to physically be there.
Mary didn't get paid to be there?
No.
Oh, no.
That's insane.
Oh, absolutely not.
I was walking down my stairs the other day and I heard this lady talk about Mary J. Blige. It was like, now think about it. It's in the middle of Harlem. Like, I'm on the second or third floor. This lady
just
is a picture in Sicily. Literally, she's sitting there with her door half open, having a cigarette, smoking, and talking about Mary J. Blige. Talking about
so
the dance.
No,
she's on the phone. And she's like, oh, this fucking Mary J. Blige, you know, she only came up with that dance because she was high. And that's how she keeps on stepping and stumbling all over the fucking stage. And now they made it into a thing. And I was like, what
I enjoyed
is going on?
That is some behind the scenes tea.
Right.
Which my drunk moves could be turned into choreography.
They do sometimes.
They do, honestly.
Right. They turn into knee slams and then wondering why your legs are sore the next day.
Yeah, we can't do that no more. I'm paying for that these days.
That's real.
That's real. Did Ari tell you that we went to go? We went to watch Tina and we had to walk up the steps. And we're walking up the steps. Tina Turner.
Oh, the musical, bitch.
Oh, that was
the musical.
How soon they forget.
No, because that was 2 weeks ago. I saw Michael Jackson between that. So I don't remember you being for Michael Jackson. I forgot you were being for Tina. As you
so
were,
we go
I'm sorry.
We go to Tina and we have to walk up. They upgrade our seats. So now we're sitting at the top row and we had to walk up these stairs. And bitch, by the time we got to the top of the stairs,
winded.
We both looked like we were winded. Two tin men walking up the stairs. Looking like Death Becomes at the top of the staircase.
Before I was like, where's my oxygen tank? Where's my oxygen tank? I need oil.
Oh my God.
It was horrible. It was terrible. But I had done
Aladdin
really
had
like...
elevators. I was so.
Ooh,
elevators.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Fancy.
But their stairs didn't have banisters, so I was afraid I was going to fall down real fast.
Oh no, that's definitely a fall down.
Bitch, if you came back with a story of you falling down the grand staircase of the theater.
God.
I would be in a full body cast
if that was the case by now.
Correct. Because that's
reporting
what I
live
from
the intensive
looking like Lola, I can't do nothing. Try to go for
it.
She can't even play games, girl. Like, holding the control is too much pressure for the grip.
She can't even...
Ow. Yeah,
she can't even start...
How are you game. Even... Anyway, I won't even say
choices.
Choices were made.
I just, like, that had to be a hard-ass fall.
Is like, being heavy is not a good thing when gravity's involved.
Facts. T, girl, T. Okay, here you go.
Facts, yeah.
What'd she say?
Facts, yeah. Facts.
That's not what she said.
That's not what she said. That's not what I heard.
So I said facts.
Prince Andrew has pinged out. No? You don't care?
I don't. That's some Europe shit. I don't care about nothing royal.
He settled with a woman who accused him of sex abuse. And
this is not American news.
And this is already being American news over and over and over again.
Okay. We don't care. I was just gonna say, it's weird that he just gave this lady money and no one's talking about it. But I hear you. MJ Rodriguez is on one of the 8 covers of the Hollywood issue of Vanity Magazine.
She looks great.
Vanity Fair.
What'd you say it was before?
I said Vanity Magazine.
She's
speed reading now.
So there's 8 covers, I believe, or 8 featured stars.
Penelope Cruz, Benedict Cumberbatch, Idris Elba, Andrew Garfield, Nicole Kidman, Simu Liu, Michaela J, and Kristen Stewart.
So it's 4 old people and 4 young people.
Ah, Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair.
But the cover for Nicole Kidman is real sketch, because I'm like, why they dress her up like this?
I mean, Michaela looks great.
Simu looks great. Andrew Garfield looks all right. Nothing special. Idris is giving you sexy face for some reason. Like hard
body. Sexy face in a tub of...
In this Lamborghini
pool. Kind of like a car
hot tub thing. I'm into
that. It's cute.
Ooh. Yeah, it gives really me very nice.
It gives me very David LaChapelle. I don't know if he
they're trying.
Cover, but that's what it kind of feels a little David LaChapelle-esque circa like 2002, you know?
It's starting to emulate it, but it's not giving. It's not giving actual David LaChapelle.
It's tell what's a David LaChapelle piece.
It's not giving. I mean, his colors are a bit more saturated, and yeah.
You know when you're watching one of his pieces.
Facts. So, would you fuck your twin?
Hell yeah. Both ways.
It depends.
I ask because Bowen Yang, Megan Thee Stallion, Nathan Lane, Megan Mullally are all set to star in A24 R-rated musical Fucking Identical Twins. Now, there's not a whole lot that is reported about this yet, but we do know that these people are involved.
So it's based on a play, I believe from 2004, that was playing at the Upright Citizens Brigade with these two actors who are playing the lead in the show. But it's the fact that it's a rated R musical comedy that I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the last rated R, the last rated R musical-ish thing that I can think of is like Team America World Police, which I still reference to this day. Marvin, I don't think you've ever watched this movie.
No.
Get high and watch Team America World Police.
I'll be doing that tonight.
It's going to fuck you up. It's going to fuck you up in a good way.
Okay, what's it
called? Lola can't watch it. Lola can't watch it because it's all puppets.
Oh, I like that. Let's go. What is it called?
Team America World Police. I don't know where it's streaming.
Probably Paramount Plus.
Ew, you showed me this shit. Is it a movie?
It's a movie.
A feature-length film.
Made by the same people who make South Park.
Yeah, is it the same one that everybody got AIDS?
Yes.
Ah, wonderful.
First song.
Great.
For opening number.
While you discover that, Lizzo is looking to discover her next big girl backup dancer.
This looks like a fun show.
In a new series that comes to Amazon March 24th, Lizzo is on the hunt for a new backup dancer.
I think it's really more than just one.
I think there should be multiple. Yes.
It seems like it's multiple. And I love this name of the show is Watch Out for the Big Girl.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
It looks like there's a trans competitor on the show as well.
Or at least gender non-conforming.
Right. But I love what Lizzo generally stands for. And so having a show where it's all about plus size individuals not trying to lose weight.
Would be great.
Right. So I'm excited to see where this goes.
Well, I'm excited to see this in the in like a competition space where we are actually putting dancers against each other to like vie for this spot or these dancers to vie for several spots. I just think it could be really interesting to see how like those dynamics play out because they're already editing has already given us a bad girl of the group. And from what I can tell, I don't think it's like an elimination style competition, but it's kind of a teaser trailer, so you don't really know that.
So you don't know the full team.
Imagine if we got like some Bad Girls Club style Real Housewives kind of drama and some like competition entertainment. Like, yes, please, Lizzo, you got the ticket, girl. Amazon.
I don't believe that's what it's gonna give because that doesn't sound like it's of Lizzo's alley, but who knows?
I hope not. It is reality TV, but I'm rather looking forward to the big girls showing and representing themselves versus being in there as like the fighting bitches again. No. Let them be the big girls showcasing their beauty and showcasing their talent. I love that. Mm.
I want everybody to fight, but that's just me.
Yes, it is. She chooses and violence and we choose something else.
I choose violence every time, at every turn. It's probably why I have such trouble. That brings us to the end of Flaming Topics. We are going to read our answers to the question of the week from last week. Ari, do you have any answers? We asked.
So last week, the topic at hand was all these rappers having their nudes leaked. So I inquired, whose celebrity nudes would you like to see leak next?
Yes.
Just as a overall statement, it is a messy question, and we know it's a messy question. Yeah. But that's usually why y'all come here, because you want messy.
Right.
Did not stop y'all from jumping in these DMs and being very upset with us. But
so these are the responses that I got. Charlie Exclusive said Method Man. He was a rapper with Red Man. Matthew G NYC at somebody that I don't know.
Reggie G.
Actually, you know what? Let me clock and see.
Can you go to it? Yeah, see who it is and share. And if he has an OnlyFans link, promote the girl's work. That's what we're all about here.
So Matthew G NYC wants the guy from Bridgerton.
He's
fine. That. I'm here for this.
Yes, I'm here for that.
Momo Kitty said T.S. Madison, which you can find T.S. Madison's nudes if you look hard enough.
You don't have to look that hard, honestly.
She scrubbed most of it off the internet, but it's still out there. Wow. Why? Wow. I got a... Okay. Quinn underscore the underscore mannequin also said Method Man. That was me. I was like, wait, someone else also requested this. So now I'm curious about what's in the juice that we don't know about.
Right.
That underscore Damn David said Michael B. Jordan, which I also co-signed.
Yes.
C. Tepper said Rocco the Rock, which I don't know if that's different than... Wait, isn't Rocco the Rock the Elmo thing?
The Rock is not real, Zoe.
Yeah, it's Rocco the Rock, right?
Wait, let me see this.
I can't. Because did you see them do it on SNL when they had Elmo go off on the Rock?
No.
You have to. I'm gonna find a sketch. I was like, they have Elmo. It's not real. It's like it's an actor dressed up as Elmo. You're like, why does Rocco get a chair? Rocco's not real. Like, it's all tight.
I feel like you're
underscore.
He can't underscore, hear anything, Zoe.
Yeah, very that. Underscore Issa. Oh, I'm gonna fuck this up. Underscore Issa Idoso. It's I S A I D S O. They said Drake, Method Man, and Dominic Feek. I don't know.
Who is with Method Man?
Where did this come from?
Really, Method Man? Is
there a single I don't know about? Is there like a sweatsuit picture? Something dingy.
Did this person say Dominic Feek? Dominic Peek?
Feek. F-I-K-E? Feeky?
Dominic Feeky, I think. Fike?
I don't know who this is. Marvin, are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up, but I don't see anything on that.
Let me look Dominic. Up. Dominic.
Yeah, look it up.
Dominic. Fike. Fike.
Okay.
Oh, it's the new. Okay. I haven't been watching Euphoria. It's the Latin character, the new Latin character on Euphoria.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
He's cute.
The guy with the blonde hair.
Yeah, the blonde tips.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I got him in the Who Are You, the Who Are You in Euphoria thing. I got him. I was like,
But that would be you, because that's who I met when I met you. You were that person with the blonde tips.
I honestly won't disagree with you, truthfully. You did meet me in a laundry room doing drugs that we stole out of the cabinet.
That is not who I met.
Mm-hmm.
I got a few more responses. Yo underscore it's Nelson said John Hamm. Google that bulge, girl. Which yeah. we all know about this John Hamm dick print, so
we won't Google, but I agree.
But we know, yes. We understand.
I'll look.
The Dan Man 27 said Henry Cavill?
Henry Cavill.
Cavill?
See, I don't want to see that, because it's kind of like don't meet your heroes kind of situation. Like,
yes.
If I do see it and it is not what I want to see, then we may as well just throw the whole man away. Yeah, like, just get rid of the whole
man. Yeah, throw the whole man away.
The Dead Man 27 also said Maluma.
Yeah.
Which I feel like Maluma's not packing. I feel something about Maluma gives me like, you don't got dick like that. And it's whatever. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna body shame like we did last week. Santiago X Lopez said Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
And this is my favorite response of all of them. Carly Official says, this question is so disgusting. Angry face, disgruntled emoji, parentheses, Simu Liu.
Love it. Perfect.
Just because you took the time to get upset, but then also answer the question.
God, this is so fucking awful. I hate that you guys are answering this question, but...
Thank you so much for the engagement, you guys.
Thank you so much for reaching out and answering our question of the week. If you... Actually, Ari, do you have an answer or a question for the week for this week?
I do not at the moment, so whatever you're going to say gives me time to figure it out.
If you want to participate in our question of the week this week and every week, you can be sure to go on over to our socials at ShapeRayPod on both Instagram and Twitter and chime in and give us your answers. We actually also currently are running the questions on Spotify in the app as well. So if you want to open your Spotify app, look inside of the description for the episode and answer the question there. We'll read that on the air if you like.
You put it up already? You put up this one's already?
I put up this one. Actually, let me check. Okay. I don't think anyone did. So let's find out.
While you look, I have a question. I'm gonna say, I wanted to do a messy question, but I don't. None of these topics are messy.
Yeah, it was only me. I said Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm not gonna ask that. Shit. Marvin, do you have a question for the audience that you'd like to hear answers to?
Me choosing questions for the Shade Parade? No, girl.
You see where the bar is.
Yeah, talking about nudes and shit.
I'm trying to think of something messy.
No, that's not
Wow, I'm really struggling this week. These topics weren't that interesting for me to find the question to go with. Not your fault. Not your fault. What did I? Hold on. You know what? Wait. Time out. I do have something I can ask. More stuff I said.
I feel like I shouldn't do this with your shirt on.
No, you shouldn't. It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, and I'm wearing nice pants too. I do not think I'm.
It's not that kind of show. You can't be taking everything off. Oh, the struggle. Welcome to 40. Dear listeners, if you please subscribe to our Patreon, you will see the struggle bus that was Vicky right now trying to take off her shirt.
I don't even know what you said because my headphones aren't in, but that shirt is like shady.
Well, she laughs already because she knows I said something.
I could hear you talking, but I couldn't hear what you were saying. I'm sure it was something shady. I'll listen to it in the playback. It's fine.
Oh dear.
I'll find out tomorrow.
But you're gonna leave it in. I know you'll leave it in. damn. What do I ask?
Oh wow, she's no question, no answer, no questions this week.
Who do you think is secretly in the closet in Hollywood?
Oh no, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. No.
That's not a good question?
You thought people got mad with this question. They will
maybe
run us
who
off
would
the
you
internet.
Or maybe like more along the lines of
no,
who you
I will stand in my light. This is the question of the week.
She said, I will stand in my light. Let me stand in your light. I will stand in my light.
Who do you secretly think is in the closet in Hollywood? And we can at least five people will say Shawn Mendes. So
I don't know.
You don't have to answer. We can let the audience
take it. I don't know.
I think I don't think. I think I need to go smoke.
I need to go eat. Well, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so much for joining us this week on this episode of the Messy Ass Shea Parade. Mary, can you tell us where to find you on social media one more time?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So if you're looking for Mary Muscles on social media, you can find that at Mary_Muscles on Instagram. If you want to look for her on Twitter, it's the same handle. And if you're feeling really nice and generous and you want to just throw some rays of sunshine in my direction, you can hit me on Cash App and Venmo, and both of them will be I'll Be Happier. I'll Be Happier. I'll be happier when you throw those sunshine rays in my pocket.
Thank you so much for coming on this week. And
of course.
That's going to do it for us. We'll be back next week where our guest will be Kareem McJagger. And we're closing out Black History Month with some bangers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.